school! First day of school! Wake up! Wake up! Come on! First day of school!
Just in time for possibly your kid's first day of school. Maybe you're taking them right now. When I was on vacation last week, my mom presented me with just a pile of John history, and a lot of them were past report cards. I don't know why she saved them, because I was a horrible student.
Okay, I think you're being a little harsh on yourself, but we could pull out a few of them if you wouldn't mind. And I think the first one that we should start with is your kindergarten. How did your school career start? Do you remember your kindergarten teacher's name?
I absolutely do not.
Slatery. Or Slattery.
I have
Donna
no idea.
Slatery.
Oh, okay. I'm sure she's a lovely woman. I wonder if she's still with us.
I don't know. But I'm reading through, and now remember, this is kindergarten, John. So they're going through some things that most kindergartners should learn how to do. Like, for instance, you were able to count to 28. You know your basic 8 colors. You know the letters of the alphabet except Q and P.
I didn't know my P's and Q's.
I guess you didn't.
Interesting. I never knew that. The reason I sound surprised that Tammy's reading this to me right now, because I can't read these. I can't look at these, because it reminds me of
school.
Not even school, just wasting. I could have been so much better in school, and I just didn't really apply myself. And I think we're going to see a theme throughout these report cards about that.
Well, in kindergarten, John, your teacher wrote, John shows pride in his accomplishments. He joins cooperatively in small and large group situations, manipulates basic tools correctly, but John does need to learn when it's the proper time to talk.
Wow. Isn't it funny how things never change?
However, some constructive suggestions as you were leaving kindergarten, John. John needs to learn his address and phone number. John needs to learn to tie his own shoes.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
But you're in kindergarten, honey. John needs to learn to fasten his coat. I'm just picturing you as a little kindergartner. This is so cute.
Mortifying. So what she's saying is I would stand there and make her do it.
I guess.
Tie my shoes, fasten my coat.
Maybe she was pretty and you wanted her to do it.
I have no recollection of
her. You were enthusiastic. You just need to learn when it's actually time to talk. We'll jump now to third grade.
Okay.
With Miss Gorman.
Miss Gorman, third grade.
John's skills in both reading and math are good.
What? Math?
Yes.
Math?
Yes.
Come on.
However, he could try harder to do neater work and put his best into it. John is not consistent.
John's a slob.
Some days he hands in beautiful work. Other days it is careless and messy. When he wants to, John can do a good job.
Now that is the theme that I have heard my entire scholastic career. And honestly, in a lot of work meetings here.
I'm not saying a word. John's behavior is generally good, but it is also sporadic. Some days he can be very disruptive. Other days he's a good, quiet worker. But
we see a theme here, don't we?
John does accept responsibility and can be quite helpful in the classroom.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you, Miss Gorman. Mm-hmm. I think the lesson here, if you're listening and going to school right now, or maybe you're a parent of a kid that gets report card comments like that, is that it's going to be okay.
Well,
I'm a valuable member of society.
Absolutely.
I have a good job. I've got daughters that love me.
That was the start of third grade. Let's go to the end of third grade, shall we?
Oh.
John is a bright little boy who could do much better work. While I have seen improvement in the quality of his work, his effort tends to be sporadic. John is still not always quiet and considerate, though he has settled down a great deal. He is a friendly and outgoing child. Good luck to your soccer team this summer, John.
Oh.
See?
Thank you,
Ms. Gorman. So she liked you very much. It was just corralling you sometimes was a problem.
Boy, and what do you know?
Nothing's changed.
It's exactly the same way now.
Nothing's changed.
Have a great school year. It'll be okay.